This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, will make their first joint appearance on Wednesday. The opposition Democratic team setting out to defeat President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in the November general election. The Biden-Harris campaign said the pair would speak in the U.S. city of Wilmington, Delaware, about working together to restore the soul of the nation and fight for working families to move the country forward. Biden officially named Harris on Tuesday, making her the first Black woman and South Asian American woman to be named on a major party ticket for a presidential election. A train derailment on the east coast of Scotland has left a number of people injured on Wednesday morning. That, according to First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, she told the Edinburgh Parliament a major incident has been declared after the derailment near Stonehaven. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson described the derailment in Aberdeenshire as very serious and said his thoughts are with all those affected. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held talks with Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in Prague Wednesday. This is the second day of his week-long visit to Central Europe. Secretary Pompeo and Prime Minister Babiš plan to discuss nuclear energy cooperation and the Three Seas Initiative. In a news conference with the Prime Minister, Pompeo addressed arms sales to Saudi Arabia in 2019. He said the State Department did everything by the book with regard to those sales. His comments come after a State Department Inspector General report earlier this week concluded the State Department did not fully evaluate the risk of civilian casualties in Yemen when it pushed through the huge 2019 deal. This is